And I'm joined now in studio by Rich Westerfield. He's the director of the public market. And Rich Westerfield, welcome. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I would imagine that this is a sad time for people like you who, for the past 6 years, have worked so hard to make the market happen. How would you describe it?
It is tumultuous. There are mixed emotions. As one of our big roles was an incubator, we're, on the one hand, we're pleased to see that a number of our people are actually grown up and they're ready to spin off into the real world and have their own brick and mortars away from our umbrella. On the other hand, obviously, there are a number of kitchen users and other businesses that they're essentially without a home at this point. And there is a community, and I do believe that Pittsburgh is going to miss the value that we brought in terms of being a community space, in terms of being a vital member of the Pittsburgh Metro.
And it really goes beyond that, though. What made the market special?
A unique variety of ingredients, essentially. We, because I kind of look at the food part of it as being almost a conglomeration of food trucks, except that they're in permanent spaces. Because we allowed entrepreneurs to do very specialized things because of the affordable rent, you saw things that otherwise couldn't be brought to market. And there was a vast variety of it. It was a foodie's paradise. Additionally, there were other specialty stores that, like the alpaca shop, you know, where you're not going to find that in a mall somewhere because it would be too expensive to run it. And the other thing, obviously, is that we had the commercial kitchen aspect, and that's something that is a huge asset for Pittsburgh that allowed a lot of catering businesses, a lot of food entrepreneurs to get a start and have some place where they could get a health department certification. And there aren't many of those options around, and losing this kitchen is a significant loss.
Well, we'd like to hear from you about what you think of the loss of the Pittsburgh Public Market in the Strip District. 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. What will you miss about going to the public market? What did you like about going down there, and where will you shop for the items that you may no longer be able to find now that the public market is going away? 412-246-2002 is the number to call to join our conversation with Rich Westerfield. He's director of the public market. You can also email us at esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. What happens to the vendors now? Where do they go?
A lot of them, as I mentioned, were at the point where their businesses were at, you know, ready to take off anyway. So most of them want to remain in the Strip because the Strip is seen as the main shopping district of Pittsburgh. And there's probably four or five that are going up to the 26th Street Market, which is changing its focus from being a one-owner generic market to having an accumulation of these different vendors. A number of them are going to the Pennsylvania building across the street from Permanti's on 19th. That building is being refurbished, and about five or six of them will go there. There's also a courtyard. And so probably half the vendors are covered and staying in a Strip. Others, the kombucha bar is going down to Market Square. We have other folks going to Garfield and the East End. So pretty much everybody found a home and is excited, while sad about leaving the market, but excited to move on and really get with being a quote-unquote grown-up business.
And we have Renovo Beauty Company on Twitter saying, too true and very sad. We'd love to see some affordable options for small businesses to grow and develop in and around the city. What would be some of those options, do you think?
I can't speak to somebody as a beauty business. I can speak to food in that there's a new Sun up in Millvale, La Dorita up in Sharpsburg, and one that's escaping my memory right now down at Carnegie have incubator kitchens where food businesses can look into starting These are certified. The Allegheny, they have relationships with the Allegheny County Health Department, and they can help you launch your business.
412-246-2002 to join the conversation with Rich Westerfield. Let's go to Andrew in Newcastle with a question. Hi, Andrew. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so it was more of a comment and a question. So my family and I like to go to the Strip District a lot, and the past couple of years, a highlight has been when we would get to go to the public market, whether it was a food demo going on or just stopping in for the community atmosphere. So my question is there anything that's next for the Pittsburgh public market? Is there, and if there isn't a next, is there any other place in Pittsburgh that offers that community atmosphere? And what will happen to that place, that space that's in the Strip District now? It's really going to take away from our trips to the Strip District now that the public market's not going to be there. So I'd like to listen to what you guys have to say about that.
All right, Andrew. Great comments. Great question. First of all, for the markets, what other options are out there? And it sounds like, as you were indicating, some of these vendors were ready to move on, that they had figured out how to do what they want to do while they were there at the public market, and now they're going to move into other spaces that where they're standing alone and standing on their own more?
That's correct. And, Andrew, first off, thank you for being a loyal visitor to the market, and we really appreciate that, as do our vendors. To answer the question, I don't know if there is a similar community space. There are certainly venues that are capable of doing it. In fact, at one point, we had actually talked to the folks over at Nova Place about moving the market there, and that just proved to be a bigger challenge than we thought because of the debt that the current market was handling. As I mentioned,
that's where the hot dog guy is going, right?
Yes, the hot dog guy and Ohio City Pasta and maybe one other.
Bulldog's Hot Dog Shop. Yeah.
Are going to be in the concourse area of Nova Place. As far as your other question,
what happens to the space?
Yeah, what happens to the space? The landlord has indicated she wishes to rent it to another nonprofit. That's what we know about that at this point.
So that would answer the question of why is this market going away? It sounds like the people that own that space have some different ideas. Is that part of what's going on?
It's an interesting question. There's quite a bit of background to it. It would be a long, boring story. However, there was just a difference of opinion, let's say, about how things should operate.
Let's go to Paula in Forest Hills. Paula, we're getting tight on time, so go ahead quickly with your comment or question.
I had looked into coming into that market. I've been an entrepreneur for many years and just moved back from Cincinnati where it's more vendor-friendly. And the problem with that market was it was too far out of the mix. When they were on Smallman Street, they were closer to where the bulk of the crowd was. 25th Street, they just did not get the crowd that they needed so people could afford their rents.
Well, we appreciate that, Paula. So what? Very quickly, we've got about 20 seconds, Rich, but she says location was the issue?
It is an issue because a lot of the perception is that the Strip ends at Bar Marco or before 22nd Street, and there's two dead blocks between there and where the market was.
Well, we hope that in some way, shape, or form, the public market resurrects itself. For now, the public market in the Strip District is going away at the end of the month. We've been talking about that with the director of the public market, Rich Westerfield. Rich, thanks so much for coming in and joining us. We appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh today. Tomorrow on the show, Stuart Copeland. You remember him as the drummer for The Police. He is in Pittsburgh working on the debut of his symphony with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He drops by to talk about it, where the drums are front and center tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.